"Hail, Roland of Gilead," said the dark-haired men on their right. "Hail, Susanna of New York. Hail, Hoy of Midworld. Long days and pleasant nights." "One's ugly and the others are worse," his companion remarked. "Don't mind him," said the right-hand Stephen King lookalike. "Don't mind him," mocked the other, screwing his face up in a grimace so purposefully ugly that it was funny.
"May you have twice the number," Roland said, responding to the more polite of the two.
He cocked his heel and made a perfunctory bow over his outstretched leg. Susanna curtsied in the collar fashion, spreading imaginary skirts. Boy sat by Roland's left foot, only looking at the two identical men on the bridge.
"We are Uffies," said the man on the right. "Do you ken Uffies, Roland?"
"Yes," he said, and then, in an aside to Susanna, "It's an old word, ancient in fact. He claims they're shape-changers." To this he added, in a much lower voice that could surely not be heard over the roar of the river, "I doubt it's true."
"Yet it is," said the one on the right, pleasantly enough. "Liars see their own kind everywhere," observed the one on the left, and rolled a cynical blue eye. "Just one." Susanna didn't believe she had ever seen a person roll just one eye before. The one behind said nothing, only continued to stand and watch with his hands clasped before him.
"We can take any shape we like," continued the one on the right, "but our orders were to assume that of someone you'd recognize and trust."
"I'd not trust Cy King much further than I could throw his heaviest grandfather," Roland remarked. "As troublesome as a trousers-eating goat, that one."
"We did the best we could," said the right-hand Stephen King. "We could have taken the shape of Eddie Dean, but felt that might be too painful to the lady."
"The lady looks as if she'd be happy to fuck a rope, could she make it stand up between her thighs," remarked the left-hand Stephen King, and leered.
"Uncalled for," said the one behind, he with his hands crossed in front of him. He spoke in the mild tones of a contest referee. Susanna almost expected him to sentence Badmouth King to 5 minutes in the penalty box. She wouldn't have minded either, for hearing Badmouth King crack wise hurt her heart. It reminded her of Eddie.